Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 6 October. Top stories for today. Datin Sri Rosmah Mansor's defense lawyers today claim that the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission has acted with selective and malicious prosecution against her after choosing not to bring up charges against other parties who allegedly solicit and receive gratification from Jiapak Holdings in Rang Berhad. Her lawyer, Dato' Akbardin Abdul Kadir, said the MACC had been used by those who want to fix up Rosmah. However, MACC investigating officer Nur Nabilah Muhammad Aziman denied that the MACC only had Rosmah in its crosshairs, as her former special aide, Dato' Rizal Mansor, were also investigated for seeking bribes from Jiapak Holdings in Rang Berhad, the company which was awarded the project. The Sungai Semenyih Water Treatment Plant closed since Saturday due to odour pollution in the raw water source resumed operations this afternoon. Pengurusan Air Selangor Sdn Bhd Corporate Communications Head Abdul Halim Mat Saum said the plant resumed full operations at 1 p.m. earlier. However, the Bukit Tampoi Water Treatment Plant remains closed. Harlim said Selangor Water Management Authority was taking proactive steps by pumping water from Tasik Idaman to Sungai Semenyih for the purpose of stabilising and diluting the odour, in an effort to ensure that the level of odour pollution does not rise again in the Sungai Semenyih plant. Former Malaysian External Intelligence Organisation Director General Dato' Hassan Abdul Hamid had allegedly bought 6 luxury watches, which part of the $12.1 million she is allegedly to have taken from the government. This was revealed by the prosecution in the opening statement in the trial of Hassanah's criminal breach of trust for misappropriating the monies which she received in her capacity as Director General of the Research Division of the Prime Minister's Department, who was responsible for the finances of the department 8 years ago. The in-camera proceedings will hear 11 witnesses testify behind closed doors due to national security issues. Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong criticised malicious and baseless claims in an article linking him to a corruption scandal as he testified today at the start of his defamation suit against a blogger. The Premier is suing Leong Si-hyun after the blogger shared an article on Facebook linking the Premier to the money laundering scandal at State Fund 1MDB in neighbouring Malaysia. Taking the stand at the start of the trial, Lee defended his decision to sue Leong, saying the allegations undermine the government's integrity and honesty. The article that Leong shared, originally published in a Malaysian news portal, alleged that Lee was the target of an investigation in Malaysia over the 1MDB state fund. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.